October 12, 1859. Enosburg, Vermont. Letter to friends. News of travels and labors in Vermont to friends at home in Battle Creek. Dear friends, we have just arrived at Brother Saxby's, John Saxby, a wealthy homespun farmer. He is an Englishman, came into this country with nothing, is worth now somewhere about $3,000 or $8,000. We are very tired. We were awake this morn at 3 o'clock, arose at 4, took breakfast 4:30, and were on our way to Northfield, Vermont, at 5 o'clock. Brother Howard, Daniel Howard, carried us with his team 7 miles, 11 kilometers, to Northfield. Took the railroad cars for St. Albans, Vermont. Arrived at that place at 11:30, and found Brother Augustin Bordeaux, Augustin Cornelius Bordeaux, and Brother Saxby waiting with easy teams to take us 14 miles, 22 kilometers, to Brother Saxby's. We tarry here tonight. Tomorrow we leave for Augustin Bordeaux's, who lives 2 miles, 3 kilometers, from this place. Shall tarry there until Friday, and then he will take us in his carriage 10 miles, 16 kilometers, farther to the meeting, to Berkshire, Vermont. I will now go back to give you a little history of the meeting. Meetings commenced Friday afternoon. We arrived at Roxbury, Vermont, Thursday noon. Next morn early, one of Brother Pierce's, Stephen Pierce, sons, was at the door of Brother Grant, Harrison Grant, with a team for to take us to his father's. It was climbing a mountain 1/2 mile, 0.8 kilometers, long. We visited at Brother Pierce's until noon, and then went back again to Roxbury, about 3 miles, 5 kilometers. Was obliged to shut myself from the company to write. Sabbath morn it was very stormy. We had a snowstorm, and there fell above 1 inch, 2.5 centimeters, of snow. Our congregation was quite large, and attention good. Sunday, nearly all of Roxbury was out, the large courthouse was filled, and there was the deepest attention and interest. We had a good interview with old friends, but so many wanted advice upon this matter and that, and I had so much writing to do to individuals, at the close of the meeting, I was more exhausted than I had been to any previous meeting. My head was in a complete whirl. James had good liberty in preaching. He talked 3 times Sabbath and 2x Sunday. I followed in exhortation. I had great freedom in talking upon faith, that faith and feeling should not be confounded together. They are distinct as the East is from the West. In the darkest hours, it is then we should exercise faith, and not suffer our feelings to govern us, but press our faith through the dark clouds to the throne of God and claim the blessing of heaven. When our faith grasps the blessing, then the blessing is ours, for our faith has got hold of it. And when our faith brings the blessing down to us, when the dark clouds scatter and divine rays of light from Jesus illumine our darkness, then it is no more faith, it is feeling. The evidence has come, and it is feeling that has swallowed up the faith. This view of faith and feeling seemed to enlighten some minds, and we had a most powerful conference meeting. Brother Pierce talked with great freedom and power. Also, Brother Phillips, Daniel C. Phillips. Brother Pierce exhorted and appealed to his townspeople and neighbors with power. He appealed to those with whom he had been engaged in business and in civil matters together, and entreated them to examine the truth of the Sabbath. Our meeting ended well, leaving a good influence. Monday, we visited Brother Pierce's family, but was obliged to write nearly all the time while there. Tuesday morn, we parted with Brother and Sister Hutchins, Alfred S. and Esther M. Hutchins, Brother and Sister Sperry, Charles W. and Rachel Ann Sperry, and went into Roxbury 3 miles, 5 kilometers, took dinner, packed our trunks, and then Brother Howard took us up to his house about 4 miles, 6 kilometers. 1 mile, 1.6 kilometers, was up a mountain 1 mile long. Next morn, we awoke at 3 and took breakfast at 4. At 5 o'clock, Brother Howard helped us to Northfield, 7 miles, 11 kilometers, with his team. Then we took the cars for Enosburg, Vermont, and arrived there at 11 o'clock. Found Brother Cornelius Bordeaux, Augustine Cornelius Bordeaux, waiting for us with 2 teams. James and self took one, and he the other, and we rode 14 miles, 22 kilometers, to Brother Saxby's quite comfortably. But here again we had to climb mountains. In every direction we have yet traveled since we entered Vermont, we have had to climb mountains. Yesterday morn we came to Brother Bordeaux's. Today we leave for Berkshire. But it rains now, and we shall wait until it clears off. Excuse my scribbling, Martha. Martha Dormer Amidon, née Byington. Much love to your parents and brothers. I would say Martha, Edson, James Edson White, has new stockings somewhere at home in that old chest, or in that basket of stockings. Don't let him want for anything. Write us a long letter at Lapeer, Michigan.